Okay, welcome back to this week's episode of This Is America. I'm Ariana.
I'm Carmen.
I'm Kafala.
And we're going to be talking about love language.
Love.
Dr. Lovely. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously.
I'm so sorry.
Obviously, for Valentine's Day, that's coming up, a soulless and man-made marketing scheme.
Obviously.
I'm glad y'all, every day
should be Valentine's Day because you should be showing love to me every day. Why is it only on February 14th?
Wait, are you saying
it's Aquarius season?
Are you saying that towards us or
no? I'm talking in general.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
No,
I'm glad y'all brought that up, especially because y'all being women. Because
we started this. We really starting this.
We're starting this early.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my god.
Because just from past history, the men aren't really the recipients from these Valentine's days.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that you want someone to ask you to be their Valentine?
Not even that.
You want someone to buy you chocolate?
Maybe.
So you want? We can buy you chocolate.
All I want is fairness.
We should buy Kafala flowers and like
present
them to
him in class. If you want flowers, if you want somebody to send you flowers,
I'm not a flowers guy, but I'll take some chocolate. I'll take.
I mean, what you really want is 2K. So like, I don't even know.
Oh my gosh! No, we want the new one.
You want
the newest one? Just came out and it'll come out again till.
Did
September.
You buy the new
okay,
one?
Okay, well, we see, this is why no. You're the recipient. Like,
because you guys are so difficult to shop for.
Yeah. I mean, do you buy your girlfriend flowers throughout the year?
He doesn't have one.
However, if I did, of course.
No, you wouldn't. Okay, back to love languages.
Whatever. We'll come back to this question
the
later.
The five love languages.
What are they?
Words of affirmation.
Okay.
Physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving gifts.
Ooh.
Quality time and acts of service.
Oh, okay.
Which one do you think you are, Kafala?
I just have to pick one. I can't do a combination
right
now.
Well, if you feel like you have more than one.
See, this is where my argument comes in later on.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Okay. I'll have to say.
Wait, can we guess each other's?
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like that's fair. I think Kafala would be acts of service.
Yes.
That would be correct.
You think so, Ariana?
I do too.
Okay.
I think it's a combo of active service and words of affirmation because although I feel like me showing you is better than me telling you, I feel like it's still the onus on me to like give you insurance that like, yes, you're special to me. Yes. Like I appreciate the things that you do because it's always nice to hear it, even just like from the other side, like be like, are you appreciative of me? It's good just to know. It's good to feel loved and to be shown it like verbally. So I think that's a big point. So combination of both. Like, I'll
really
show
sweet.
My love. Like, I think quality time goes in with active service because quality time, spending, like, your free time with someone else, it shows, like, yeah, I want you to be around. I want you in my space. And that's the way we show love. Not even just, like, in romantic relationships, just in friendships. Like, being with each other's company, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, I agree.
So which one do you think I am?
Carmen, I would say...
Okay, Carmen is definitely words of affirmation first.
Are you serious? Okay.
No, not first, but I definitely think you are. And I think you're also quality time.
I would say gifts, too. You seem like a gift giver.
I feel like I'm receiving gifts and quality time. I don't think I'm words of affirmation.
No.
I can't get my words out.
That doesn't necessarily mean you, like, giving words of affirmation.
Receiving words of affirmation. Okay, then yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I can see that.
That's cause
I like that.
Yeah. I feel like you don't know Carmen... most of you probably don't, but with her, it's almost like, and I'm not saying that she's very like clingy and needs our like constant like presence, but when we are all together, she expects you to be present. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like if it depending on like what we're doing, she doesn't want you on your phone or like listening to music. She's very much like. Live in this moment in particular, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's really good, though. That's good.
I'm telling you, words of affirmation right there.
So
Ariana.
Wait, I got it. This is going to be
Ariana. I feel like she's definitely physical touch.
I feel like she's physical touch and receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts?
Yeah. Or like giving gifts.
Oh, yeah.
Because I invited you over that day and you just bought me. Chips in my favorite snack.
Oh yeah,
so
I can definitely see it. Yeah,
definitely
I do like
gifts.
Giving gifts.
Yeah,
because I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I really know. I know.
I
people.
Saw that dip and got excited. I was like,
she
oh my
did
gosh,
get excited.
This is my favorite snack.
I think it's fun because then you can see people like you notice
lighten up.
Yeah, well, like that too, because it's like if you remember certain things about them and you actually get it for them, they feel like appreciated because like you actually remembered something.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe words of affirmation and receiving gifts kind of go hand in hand. I don't know.
But I am definitely physical touch.
Yeah.
Except with strangers. I don't like that.
Yeah. So as verbal should, or nonverbal? You
mine?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. You like verbally physical touch or like...
It depends.
Or like body language.
It depends.
Okay. Okay.
Elaborate.
Definitely. I see more
what do you mean?
Giving gifts than...
Like, what do you... Like, okay.
Like, my top... When I took the test, my top one was physical touch.
There's a test?
Yeah.
Okay.
I recommend you guys all take it because it's important. But you see, this is where my argument comes in, because I think everyone is all of them.
Do you think?
A good mixture, yeah. Because all these five, like, I definitely could see myself doing this, and I see myself performing these duties.
Yeah.
It's just the two that stuck out to me are the ones I think that most represent me.
Acts of service.
I don't think I'm physical touch, though.
Well, it depends on who, with who.
That's true.
Like, I feel like when I have, if I ever
maybe
have,
like, body language as physical touch, not like.
No, well, because sometimes I just want someone to hold my hand.
I don't want that.
You or like someone to like to play with my hair. Sometimes I really just want that.
Mm. Yeah, know? Definitely.
It's
body
a hard
language.
Knock life out here.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. Like, who doesn't like to be cuddled? It feels good. It's nice. Like.
I think
yes.
It's from all the physical touch that I was deprived of as a child. No, wow. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Sound like sounds a deeper, darker.
Yeah, that seems like you're showing
you go
your,
back into
yeah.
your
no,
childhood.
No, I was just joking.
Are you okay, Ariana?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure. All right.
Go to the student counseling center after mm-hmm. that. Just kidding.
But they still haven't called me back, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we should talk about that next week. Yeah. But, no, this is why I think everyone is something. Like, all of them, like, mixed together. Because, mm-hmm. like... I like being able to do things for my parents, and then I liked being able to, like, if they don't ask me, but I still do it. I know it's something so trivial, but, like, washing the dishes or putting them away. Because mm-hmm. then, like, they don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm. That goes in hand. Like, when you, like, if I'm already thinking about doing something and then someone tells me to do it, I'm not going to do it anymore. Because you told me to do it. Because you told me to do it, and I don't like to be.
How is that acts of service?
Because it's like
acts of service are just things that you want to do for people that they don't like.
Well, I wanted to do it until you told me to do it. It's different.
That doesn't make. No one's just gonna tell you to, like, you do things out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah, yeah. I know for me specifically, what I like to do is, I like taking my mom's car because her car is better than mine at the moment. But all the time, like, when I bring it back, I always fill it up her tank with gas, and she's so excited with to have them.
So
I love doing those little type things for my mom, just making sure she's good, because she doesn't like pumping gas because she feels it wastes her time. So, like, I think so, like, whenever I take it, I just make sure to fill it up, and just that's just my way of letting her know, like, yeah, I love you, I appreciate you, as well as, like, actually telling her.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. Do you know that I saw this thing on Twitter the other day where it was that, like, this girl's dad has always paid for their mom's gas ever since they met. So, like, the girl said it's been 20 years of their marriage, and in 20 years, her mom has never had to pay for gas. Mm. Could you imagine that luxury?
Yeah, how much money you'd save?
I love that to happen to me. Wow.
That is...
That's amazing right there.
When I saw that, I was like, dang, I just want a man to love me like that.
Pay for all your gas.
Just pay for all my gas.
But it saves you. It just saves you the inconvenience. You, like, when you really think about it, that's really a big deal. Gas is expensive.
Hell yeah, it is. Do you know which one I have a problem with, though?
What?
I have a problem, like, when I was younger, I had a big problem with words of affirmation.
Why is that?
Because I always thought that if you were words of affirmation, I thought it meant that, like, you're needy, you were attention seeker, that, like, I don't
know.
How does
that relate to love, words of affirmation?
I don't know, like, because you want people to, like, affirm that you're doing a good job.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like you're looking for validation.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. When I was younger, I was really big on, like, words of affirmation. Like, that was my number one, I think. Mm-hmm. And then as I grew up, it, like, changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I hated that because, like, I thought that, like, I was constantly needing someone to like, I'm like, well, that, yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why I had such a negative connotation with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, because I've been in relationships where I've been told, like, I don't let my feelings out. I don't verbally express how I feel. So that's why I try to change in, like, future relationships to, you know, accommodate for other people's feelings. Because some people, although, like, what I'm doing, like, by my action, it may seem like it's love, they might not see it because they don't hear it. And it's not necessarily, like, an insecurity on their part. It's just that they, like, need the words.
Hey, it's Rosa.
Oh, wait, it started. Okay, sorry. Rose is here.
Yay!
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
So, we gotta guess Rosa's.
I feel like she's receiving gifts. I feel like you like to give gifts, and that's how you show your love. Would you agree?
No, wait. We all have to guess first.
Okay.
I feel like she's quality time in receiving gifts, probably.
I think she's either quality time or acts of service, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So, do you
know I can see acts of service.
Do you know
being
what each
Rosa.
Of them means?
Okay, I get words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, acts of service.
So this means that you like doing things for people, or you like having people do things for you. Doesn't necessarily mean like you get waited on like hand and foot, but it's like if someone thought to like, I don't know, like
it's like you go out of your way to help someone.
Yeah. Like things that you
no matter
do.
How little or like
small things.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so is this like what I would do for someone else or what they would do for me?
Or like whatever. So like it'd be like if Carmen was sneezing and you got up and got her a tissue.
Okay. And you guys are trying to guess which one I would be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one do you think?
Ooh.
No, but you know what? I think Rosa would be physical touch too.
She could be all of them, like you said, that people can be all of them.
That's true.
But I want to see
what
she thinks she
out.
Is.
So which one do you, think, you think you are?
I think I'm all of them. Like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, oh, I need all of them. I guess if I just had to choose one.
Well, you don't have to.
No, you don't
Ariana
have to.
Ariana was talking about earlier how someone could be all of them.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone is.
Yeah. I feel like at some point.
I don't
like,
think I'm physical touch, though, so.
That's what I think it depends, because I feel like you haven't been in a situation where you could be yet.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I feel like I would be all of these, just because words of affirmation, like, I feel like everyone needs affirmation, like, being like, okay, like, you need reassurance that you guys are gonna, you know, have some type of relationship, not just with intimate relationships, but also friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Physical touch, I feel like, in that sense...
I just be... I said the exact same thing, but okay.
I feel like physical touch, I am pretty, like, I like to give hugs. I mean, I don't really know.
That's
yet.
So
I
true.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, that
she
does count. Mm-hmm.
Rose
she
is
does
very
like
cuddly,
hug.
Especially
yeah.
when she's sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then receiving gifts. I mean, it's not necessarily that I need to receive gifts. It's more like I like giving gifts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quality time. I feel like that's for everyone. Giving, like, I feel like you need to have quality time for you to have any type of, like,
that's
trust.
What you're saying, Kapala.
Mm-hmm.
And then acts of service. I feel like it's just... I feel like everyone should do this, to be honest, like, just to be a kind human being. But I guess, like, going out of your way for someone who you really care about mm-hmm. is really important.
Do you think, like, knowing your love languages in a relationship is important?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
That's super important.
Definitely.
I feel like mm-hmm. this is something that actually, I think it would be really interesting, or not interesting, but important, if, like, you're in a serious relationship, if you took the test together.
But that's just, like, some people don't, like, know each other's signs. I think it's, like, corny.
Okay, but this is completely different from a
How
sign.
Is it?
It's a zodiac sign.
This is personality, though. This is like,
yeah,
what you
your
want.
Your zodiac shows
someone.
Your personality.
Oh, it's different, Carmen.
But I feel like if you
some
take
people
it
believe
your...
it's real and some people don't believe it's real.
It's not
I don't
real.
Know what to...
Wait, so you believe the zodiac is not real,
it's
but
not
you believe
real.
Love languages is real?
I think...
Zodiac signs, like, their readings, it's just too broad and, like...
I feel like mine always constantly changes. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like... It's always different every time I look at a Sagittarius.
To each his own. Mine is spot on.
Mine is spot on, too.
Like, mine is always spot on.
They just seem like statements you could relate to, like, anything.
I feel like, literally, you could say, you could see a post that says, like, Libras are funny. And be like, you know what?
No, but
so
I don't
that's,
read.
That's
but
thing.
No,
that's
no I don't
thing.
Read, like, Instagram posts because that's, like, that's too broad. It could be like I read like the long
a Libra report. When a Libra's angry, they will step away from a conflict so as not to say anything that could be confrontational, and you'd be like, you know what, shit, you might be right. Mm-hmm. But then literally another website could be like, Libras will confront a situation
head on. Why are you attacking Libras? I feel like there's a lot of signs that you could attack, like Aquariuses, Capricorns.
Oh my god!
You know, the worst ones.
Oh my god!
Teach them.
Oh, you know, Carmen's the team.
You see, but I think these are different from zodiac signs, though. I think that this is more because zodiac signs are like broad in general. This is specifically talking about how you receive and give love.
Mm-hmm. What you guys were saying, like, I don't feel like couples or like people should take the test together, because I feel like they're going to answer in a way to make the other person feel comfortable. Yeah. That makes sense. They're not going to give their true answer.
Yeah, that's
true. I feel like they need to take it separately so that way they can come from their true thoughts with no influence of anything.
I like that.
But I think it's important to know your partner's love
language. It's a way of communication.
Definitely. Because like your partner could be physical touch and you are words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And you could constantly be giving them affirmation like, hey, you're doing a great job. Hey, I'm proud of you.
And that means nothing.
But lacking with physical touch. Well, yeah. Not nothing, but I mean.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people who are not physical touchers. And it's kind of like, oh. Mm-hmm. And like, same. I didn't know that until people would be like, why do you give I'm like, I don't really know. Like, I mean, that's how I grew up. And on top of that, like, that's just, it's just another, it's like being comfortable with someone, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. But I don't like receiving hugs from strangers. That's weird to me.
I guess it's because, like I said, I grew up like that. Like, when I would meet anyone, like, it would just be hugs, like, especially family members, friends, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I didn't know them, it would just be, like, a hug.
But even if, like, imagine someone, I have the hiccup. Imagine if someone comes up to you in the EUC and randomly just gives you a hug.
Okay, see, that's okay, that's weird. Okay, like, it's one thing, like, okay, I guess in, like, that sense, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like,
you're referring to, like, family members or, like, those you don't mention. Because, like, I feel like someone introduces you to someone else. Because I've been in positions where, like, oh, someone introduced, like, oh, this is my friend. And it's like, oh, I'm not I'm a hugger. That's what someone says. But, like,
yeah.
And I guess I just, like, oh, okay, nice to meet you.
But see, like, that, I don't, like, if I'm just meeting you, I don't want to hug you. Like, it's different. I think it's different if it's, like, with Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just with, like, a regular if it's with someone that's not in the same ethnicity, it's weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, that's not a part of the culture.
Yeah, and I think I stopped doing that here in college. Because, mm-hmm. You get this weird vibe from people when they're, like, you give them a hug and they're kind of, like, they get taken aback. And I'm, like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just stop with that. I start with a handshake. But then even the handshakes are kind of weird.
Yeah.
But then I feel like if I just wave at someone, they're, like, offended.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I like, though? Okay, so quality time. Do you think quality time... When you think of quality time, what do you think of?
Spending time with one another?
Do you think it's, like, excessive time, or do you think it doesn't matter?
I feel like it doesn't matter. I think it depends on the subject and the depth of whatever conversation you guys are willing to get into. Because it could be a 5-minute conversation, but it could be really deep, or it could be a 5-minute conversation of, like...
I feel like it doesn't have to be a conversation. Like, you just be watching a movie, and that's, like, quality time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think it has to be physical?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think so.
Why'd you say, like, no?
No, because, like, no, because if we're, like, extending it to, like, all relationships, friendships, like, and, like, family, it's not necessarily physical.
That's true.
Wait, what do you guys think of when I'm saying physical?
I mean,
like...
You want me to...
No!
I meant, does it have to be that you two are in the same room together?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, no. That's quality time. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
That's quality time.
Well, like,
FaceTime don't work?
No. FaceTime does not work
when
now.
When I'm on the phone,
to me.
When I'm on the phone with Carmen, we don't always have to be talking. Like, we'll just be like,
that's
like
true.
I hear her breathing, and I'm like, oh. That's good enough.
I'm weak. Okay, well, I guess in that sense, yeah. But I guess in a relationship, y'all being really there together is more like quality time for me. But for friendships, being on FaceTime, is I guess that can suffice.
Mm-hmm. Or is it like, we text each other like every day.
Literally.
So is that does that count as quality time?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I feel ganged up. Because that's like not, no.
Why not?
It's not quality time.
But we're talking to each other still.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's like extending the communication.
I don't know.
How about this? Do you think it's quality time even if you don't see the person frequently?
What do you mean?
Let's just say that our relationship, all of our relationships, we barely see each other. So, like, what if when we're older, like when we're like have our own families, so we don't even see each other as much, and then we spend like a day every like 2 months together.
Yeah, that's quality time.
Yeah, that's definitely quality time. Mm-hmm.
So you would say it doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't count. It doesn't matter like the time extent of it.
Yeah.
But like, actually, that time together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I remember I would get angry, not angry, upset. with a friend of mine because their love language is quality time, but they don't like excessive quality time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they don't want to spend.
They mean like seeing each other like every day?
Yes. They're not like that. Their quality time is more so like, I don't have to see you to appreciate the time I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't have to see me every single day. And I didn't understand that. I would get like, why don't you want to see me every day? Why aren't we hanging out?
Mm-hmm.
And then I like understand it now.
Yeah, I guess it depends on each person individually. Because I know people who are like that too. They're like, okay, we could spend like a day out of the week together, but that's about it.
I don't like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I
feel
like
even if
that.
We do see each other every day, it doesn't account for quality time. I feel like quality time is an allotted time that you give all your attention to me or we give each other attention. And that's just like it. But like, I feel like seeing each other every day does not count as quality time.
Because I see you guys every day, basically.
But like.
And I love, like, even when we're in class, though, like, we're not. We pay attention in class. But like, we also. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, does that count as quality? I mean, I feel like it does. But that's just because I like hanging out with you guys.
I don't know. I feel like us being at the library all together is quality time.
I hate being at the library.
I know, but we're all here. I don't know. That's a good question. What constitutes quality time?
Okay, I guess that goes. I have a question for you, Ariana. So even though you hate the library, you like to spend quality time with everyone. So I guess that accounts for your quality time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You see, I hate it here, but I love it because I'm with you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
No, I hate it.
I can see
that's
that.
A good point. Yeah, because it makes it accessible for everyone to come together and like be with one another. This like space in the library.
Oh, how about this? Do you think that there's more than 5 love languages?
I feel like there is.
I'm sure there's probably more.
Yeah.
I couldn't identify which one.
Yeah, I can't think of one right now.
What constitutes as gifts?
That's a good question.
Could anything be a gift?
If it's a gift if you thought of me and you got it because of me.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not a gift if it was like in passing or like.
What do you mean in passing?
So it's like you're buying yourself something. You're like, oh, I might as well get something for Carmen. Is that a gift?
I feel like that's a gift because you thought of me and you gave it to
me. Yeah, that's a gift.
Now, if you were to like go to the store and get groceries for the house, no, that's not a gift.
Wait, no, just talk about why.
That, you see, that's
no, no, I no, think, no, no, no. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's an act of service.
Okay. Wait, I can see that being an act of service, but I don't think that's receiving gifts. I don't think that's
not, okay.
Why do you think that's a gift?
Okay, go fall.
Okay. During the winter. During the winter, they have this like deal. It's like the Oreos, but they're like white chocolate on it. And it's only during the winter. That's when they're bomb. Like
they're
really
not.
Good.
Those are disgusting.
Okay, oh, you tripping. Okay. But
white
like,
chocolate?
Yeah. Oh my, it is so good. So like they only have it during the winter. And like I know for me, Like, my sister, she loves it so much. So, like, every time I'm in, at Walmart and, like, during the wintertime, I'm like, oh, let me get this for my sister
because
she likes
counts.
It.
That's because you that's thought, thinking of her. That's because you thought of her and bought it. I'm talking about just, like, buying.
Well, is it not a gift if you're still like, thinking oh, about I'm gonna, buying it? I'm going to think about buying groceries for my family.
No, that don't count.
That might be an act of service.
I feel like that's well, an act
that
of
might
service
be hand
because
in hand.
I feel like that's I was saying that act of service and receiving gifts is hand in hand, but I feel like it's only a gift if you thought of me, and it wasn't planned. But like, oh, I saw
but
this.
But could
and
planned
I
gifts also?
Yes, planned
so
gifts.
So act
are.
Of service is not like thinking of someone else.
Act of service is just like being kind, just because you want.
But, like that.
But you aren't yeah. you thinking like what oh, if okay. like my dad?
It's okay. just like your
my dad will like clean the house for my mom.
That's acts of service.
Yeah, and he does it so she doesn't have to. So
that's
but,
acts of service.
But he does it with her in mind.
Acts of service.
That's what I'm saying though. It doesn't. It's all of them are like doing things with someone in mind. Are they not?
Well, yeah, but like I think acts of service and receiving gifts go hand in hand.
But I think yeah, because the example you give. Because even though it's thinking about her in mind, like, even, like, him cleaning, he's giving it to her, like, that act of giving her a clean house.
Right there. Or
so
could
it could be,
like,
receiving the gift. I thought of you, and I'm going to clean this house because
I'm
I know this will make
you
happy.
You quality time.
I don't, I think, oh, giving you, I think that's still acts of service. Yeah, I don't know if that's a gift.
I guess that's, the main question is, like, what do you believe a gift is? Like, what is your interpretation of
a gift? I think
a gift
could be anything. I think. Well, ooh, yeah, or are we saying that a gift is materialistic?
Yes.
I feel like that's what I think of
when
I think of gifts.
That's not for everybody, but I think a gift is definitely materialistic.
Yeah.
It's thoughtfulness and I don't know.
So food isn't gift? Isn't a gift?
No.
Wow, I feel offended.
I agree with Carmen, actually.
Well,
what?
No, I still appreciate it, but I feel like I don't know. Y'all looking at me like, are you serious?
Food can be a gift.
Me too.
Especially if you know it's
okay,
someone's
okay,
favorite.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I buy you a coffee.
Okay,
I'm like,
I can
I'm,
see that.
I'm getting Starbucks and I'm like, oh, I know Kafal would appreciate a blondie.
Okay, I can see that because you're making your spouse a priority and it's thoughtful and you're
Kafal
giving it to him.
Not
I like that. I'm not talking about Kafal. I'm just talking about in general. But I agree with Rose. I think it's materialistic for me.
So is a food not materialistic? So what constitutes as materialistic now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Materials, not
kidding. I don't know. Like, it's something that I like.
You don't like
okay,
food.
So I used to like makeup. If you like, I don't know, you're at the mall and you buy me a palette without me even thinking or like knowing that you're going to buy me something, that is receiving gifts.
Isn't it still a gift exactly. though if you already know I'm going to get you something? You just don't know what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still a gift.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be a gift?
Okay, I'm just making sure. So it doesn't have to be a surprise?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's like if you were giving your spouse a flowers or something.
But you see, I think, well, now I think that like acts of service are things that you do without having to tell me you're doing it for me.
Okay. I can see that. Kind of narrowing it down.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
See? Okay. So
okay.
And gifts could just be either way. Either
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So what about
yeah.
what about physical touch?
That's not me.
What about physical touch?
Huh?
What about physical touch?
I'm saying what constitutes as physical touch? Does it have
Rosa, your love language, I think, is physical touch.
Yeah.
I guess just actually having contact with another person.
It could just
yeah,
it could be like
it
literally
be
eye contact, like looking at like when we're
yeah.
having a conversation and you're like look like giving me like your attention. That could be like that's like a nonverbal.
But you see, I don't think that's I feel like I'm like only like that with certain people. Cuz I feel like if I look at you too long,
it gets kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if I don't know you that well, like I'm fine giving you guys eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if it's with someone that I'm not really like I guess, honestly, I guess all these really depend on who you're talking with. Dang.
I feel like most, for all of these, it's
it goes
like
for people who you love.
Yeah.
It's your love language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
And you have to be comfortable with
not
them.
For strangers, because you don't mm-hmm. love them.
Yeah.
That's true.
But Jesus tells us to love everybody. Okay, how about this? Let's say you're in the talking stage with someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you feel as though you can't show your love language in that phase?
No.
I don't
think
so.
So.
Wait, you don't think so? You can't show?
I think it just... I feel like it depends, like, on how serious the talking is.
It's the talking stage. It's not like we're dating or anything like that. It's not love.
You can't hold them accountable for, like... Yeah. I mean, you could tell them, be like, this is what I prefer.
And you could be doing things because, like, you're trying to get to that next level. Not because, like, it's not like...
But isn't, like, the texting and communication? It's like words of affirmation?
I mean...
Guys, Gabby's here.
Yay!
What's up?
Okay, so... do you want to guess ours first? Do you want to guess? You want us to guess yours?
Well, I'll just. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'll guess y'all. So I already said Carmen's was receiving gifts. I know that off the bat. From the jump, I know that. I know Carmen. I'm telling y'all. The other ones. This. I feel like Kafala is the one that I'm scared. Like I don't know. I feel like it could be anything. I want to say words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ooh,
you're doing another great one too. So far.
Another one?
Yeah. Two out of four.
I was two, too.
I don't know. I'm just going to stick with my one my one choice. Rosa. Rosa's hard, too. I don't think it's gifts. I don't think it's affirmation. But I also don't think it's touch. Oh, was I wrong?
Think it's physical touch.
I was going to say acts of service.
It's everything.
Oh, I said that too.
That's what we and Ariana said, that it's physical touch and acts of service.
Yeah.
For Ariana, I think it's physical touch and quality time too. Like me.
Dang. Yeah.
Mine was quality
time. 4 out of 4. Well.
You did good.
Yeah,
Gabby.
Pretty
good. Okay.
Gabby's is definitely physical touch and quality time.
Yeah.
I think she's physical touch and quality time too.
I agree.
Kafala.
What?
Do you know Gabby well enough? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, I thought it was going to be, like, acts of service.
It could be words of affirmation because Gabby always says.
What does that mean? What is acts of service?
So I think also it could be Gabby acts of service, too, because if you notice, Gabby loves the idea and actually doing it, but she loves cooking for us.
That's true. That's
true. She loves cooking for us. Like, anytime Gabby will be like, hey, guys, so I made... She'll phrase it in a way where, like, she didn't do it on purpose.
But I did it on purpose.
But she did it on purpose. She'll be like, soup. I made, like, extra soup if you guys want some.
Please come over and bring some, you know. Come get some, please.
Yeah.
But I think she's words of affirmation, too. Because she's always like, I love you, Carmen. I love you guys.
That's a joke.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
And this is the end of the episode. No, but you know, you see, this is important for us to know what our love languages are, because this is how we can, because we're all different type, kind of.
Yeah, like, I'll give Rosa hugs, because I know she likes hugs, even though.
How about this? Yeah. Do you think, okay, let's just say, since me, Rosa, and Carmen are all, I mean, me, Rosa, and Gabby are all physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we're all different types of physical touch?
I think, yes.
How so?
So, like...
I don't see the physical touch in Gabby.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I didn't see that.
I say physical... Because, like, with Gabby's, hers is, like... I don't know if you can notice it. Like, I notice it. It's, like, really tiny things that she'll do.
Like what?
you tell us, Gabby.
I'm confused.
So, like, I feel like for Gabby... I think... Okay, so I think it is the eye contact thing.
Okay. I love eye contact.
I think it's also that, like, Gabby likes when she sits next to you, like, at least for us, she sits next to you. Like, she'll be right up against you.
You make me sound like a creeper.
That's true, because Gabby will hold my hand.
You see, that's what I'm saying. She'll do small things, but hers is not like, but Gabby's also not like a hugger.
That's true.
Rosa's a hugger.
Yeah, every time I see Rosa, she always gives me a hug.
See?
Yeah.
See, there's a difference.
What about you?
I'm definitely... It depends. I'm a hugger like Rosa, but only for, like, people that I like. Well,
that's how I feel. Like, I feel like I'm more...
Well, it's only for the people you love.
That's true. Okay, so, like, for you guys... I mean, I basically climb on you guys, like, sometimes.
Oh, my God.
So, I feel like... Yeah, okay. There's, like, extremes to it.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, because even though I am physical touch, I feel like the whole holding hands, like, I don't really do that, but I think that's just because, like, I don't do it So mm-hmm. when people actually do it to me, I'm kind of like,
oh. Awkward.
So it's like my siblings. So I'm more physical touch, and then they're not. So like I'll constantly just want to be like hugging on them, or like right up against them. But they're not like that, so they don't like it when I do that. So I have to change how I love on them. It's exhausting. I hate doing that because then I don't get the one I need.
Yeah, because you have to change who you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about this? All right, because we were asking like what constitutes as like gifts or acts of service. What about words of affirmation?
That's fine.
What about it?
Like what do you think? Like, could anything be considered words of affirmation?
I feel like if you appreciate someone,
yeah,
or if you show your appreciation for someone, that's words of affirmation.
Things like I'm thankful for you, like I'm proud of you, I'm glad you did this for me, like. It doesn't have to be like necessarily like I love you, but just, I guess, just letting them know in ways just like, hey, thank you.
Thank you.
It could be simple as like saying thank you.
I agree. And I feel like even like when we call each other like nicknames, even if they're like, you know, kind of stupid and mean, it's like a way to like,
oh,
you
know what I mean? That is like, a good one. Yeah, yeah.
I don't, I'm trying to think of an example of a
like,
nickname.
I'll use.
We call each other bitches, like me and Ariana. Exactly. Yeah. But it's like, it's our words of affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we say,
do you guys hear
way.
That? He calls me that word.
Oh yeah, I call Ariana her nickname.
Yeah,
her,
you do.
Her
yeah,
Instagram
yeah.
handle.
Her my
Ari Slark.
No, I don't want people looking at me up on Twitter. But yeah, you do call me that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I feel like for me, words of affirmation is. I know Kafala said like you don't have to say I love you, but I'm the type of person who like say it like all the time. Mm-hmm. I just be like if I actually do care for you. Like, I'll just say it, and I'll say it randomly. I'll just be like, oh, I love you. Or I'd be like, hey, like, I feel like words of affirmation is just, like, noticing what the other person does, being like, hey, like, I see you, and mm-hmm. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, letting them know that, like, you're there for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess that for me is love of affirmation.
I sometimes feel like
I like receiving words of affirmation. I don't like giving.
You see, yeah, I was about to say. I think
you said that.
I was going to, like. Giving words of affirmation, I'm scared to do it because, like, what if you guys don't feel the same way back?
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm putting myself out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they're like, damn, she's so awkward, bro. She's just telling us that she appreciates this friendship. I'm like, sensitive ass. Like,
I don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
see, I don't, I feel like for me, I don't get like that just because of the, like, me knowing that it's coming out of my heart and mm-hmm. knowing that. If you guys don't feel the same, like, it's just how I feel about you guys, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Aww. Yeah. Guys, Rosa loves us. Do you think that your love language has changed with, like, age?
Yes, definitely.
No, not mine. I think I've always been receiving gifts since, like, the beginning.
She's so boring.
Or, like, or giving gifts.
Such a
I do. Like,
such
even
a Libra.
Oh, like, giving gifts?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, say by
less,
the way.
Because even...
Carmen had the audacity to say the love language is the same thing as zodiac signs.
Because they, okay. Hear me out. I didn't say it was the same thing, but it has like the same purpose, like to help you communicate with people. Like your zodiac sign, like tells you who, like you're most likely like, or like, you know.
You actually believe that stuff?
I believe zodiac signs. I mean, that's just your preference. I mean,
well,
I like
it says that Sagittarius aren't supposed to get along.
Listen, we already had a discussion.
But that's the thing. You got to look at the whole chart.
Exactly. You have to put everything into consideration.
Y'all,
she's basing it off of like Instagram posts or like saying Libras are funny.
No.
Libras are funny.
Literally,
funny.
We talk
Scorpios
about.
Scorpios are mean. That's like too broad. Like there's some that go into depth about
knowing
you.
Knowing Carmen and Gabby, we've literally heard about zodiac signs every single day.
Don't exaggerate. Here.
I love it.
I'm not even lying. I want you guys literally.
I love zodiac signs. They help me. If they don't help you, that's.
I just think
you.
It's really interesting because like so. But the thing is. Ariana fucking
she likes hearing
she
hers.
Literally her fucking fire sign ass loves to hear about herself.
She does.
When I was explaining everyone's like things to them, they were like, wow, that is me. Like that is me. And like Leo over here, Ariana was like, tell me about
Leo.
Me.
She's not a Leo.
You're a Sagittarius, but you got Leo in your chart. Leo rising. You're like, let me hear about me.
True,
tell me about me. And that's
Look,
the most
she,
Leo thing
her
I've ever
third
heard.
Eye's coming out. This is why we love Gabby.
Yo, what?
And I don't mind it. Like both of my best friends are Leos.
Y'all making me sound like arrogant.
It's not, not, but it's not even arrogant. It's just like knowing they yourself. Love that. Like,
no, I mean, I do. This, see, this is why I hate words of affirmation, because it makes me start thinking like.
Well, I think they kind of go hand in hand.
That's why
I see your point. Like, I see what you're saying, you know, but also like.
This is completely different.
It's.
I see the difference, but I'm just saying they're both similar.
No, no,
to each
I get
other.
Your point. I get your point.
All right. Okay.
I'll let you. Let me have
I'll
it.
I'll allow
let me
it. Have it. How about this? So I said that I see negative. Or, like, I think negatively of words of affirmation. Which one do you guys think negatively of?
Receiving gifts.
Oh.
Really?
I think it's just, okay. I think with that one is, like, a lot of people can misinterpret that.
That's true. Ooh, you could be, like, giving a big gift, except, like, I expect something back from you.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like. That like, one's the most touchy one. Because
some people do
wait,
that.
Wait, I'm so confused. Like, the person giving you a gift expects you to give them a gift?
Yeah, so, yes. Like, say, or, like, if you bought me food or something, then I would expect you next time you buy me food.
Yeah.
And that could
do you
be,
expect that?
No, but, like, some people do.
Or, some people, like, you give them something for their birthday.
Yeah,
or,
that's
like,
true.
So, birthdays count as giving gifts?
I feel like. This goes back to the receiving gifts where it's kind of touchy, because for birthdays, like, if you give someone a gift for their birthday, I feel like it's kind of expected for that to happen again, even though it's coming, like, from a good place. And let's say someone's
I feel like it's not a gift that you expected.
But
Well,
now we're contradicting what we
said earlier, but, like...
I don't know what happened earlier, I'll be honest.
What about this? It depends. No, I don't think it depends on the gift.
See, but that it depends. That goes back to what I was saying. Like, it depends on the person. Because, like, I know, like, I don't mind giving gifts and not receiving anything on my birthday. But for other people, I know they get, like, really hurt, like, if they give you something on their birthday, but you don't. Or, like, let's say that they usually give people gifts on their birthday, but just because they know that you have never given them anything on their birthday, they're not willing to get something for you.
That's okay.
So, I guess that's where it gets touchy with receiving gifts, because, like, it could be interpreted in so many different ways.
That's true. So, it's, like, hard to identify if your love language is actually receiving or giving gifts. Because
unless you say it.
I would say, like... When I love giving gifts, and whenever I give a gift, I never receive, like, expect to receive something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just because giving it to give it.
But it just brings me so much joy. Like, it brings, like, the buying
seeing
process
you
of
happy.
Gifts. Yeah. Like, yeah, I love exactly. to, we were talking about this earlier, like, I love to buy people gifts that they, like, that are so specific to them that they're gonna, like, love, use, whatever.
Or not even buying them, but even making them.
Even making, anything. Yes. It doesn't matter. But, like, I love to give a gift that it's, like, so specific to that person. Like, that brings me joy. But, like, receiving a gift back for that, like, thanks, but also, like, you didn't have to, you know?
So this is where that question comes in, is making some, like, imagine if when Gabby made you bread, is that an act of service, or is that a gift?
That's a gift. I love that
I slaved over that bread.
She slaved. It was good,
Three
too.
Hours.
It was good, too.
It was really good.
You should do that again.
I will.
I think that was receiving gifts. Because she took time and she thought
what
of
is,
me.
That's the thing. Earlier. So that's what I'm saying. Like, what constitutes? What's the difference between gifts and acts of service? Then,
well, like you said earlier, acts of service is doing something when you don't expect it, and then gifts is like both. You can expect it or not expect it. So,
okay, I guess
It's like what you're saying. You know, you sneeze, I got you a tissue. You didn't expect me to get you a tissue.
If I bake you guys cookies, y'all don't know I'm baking you cookies, but I surprise you later. I'm gonna be like, hey, I baked some cookies for you guys. So is that a gift or is that?
I think that's a gift because you're not necessarily like a. I don't know.
So now I'm confused.
Because I think like okay, if you were sick, and I made you tea, acts of service, because I'm like benefiting you. I don't know how you would
define
it.
Now that I think about it, is like my mom. If I'm sick, she'll do things for me that I already know that she's gonna do because she's done them before, like making me soup. Mm-hmm. I know that she'll do that even if I don't ask her for it. Mm-hmm. Wait, now I'm confused.
I feel like they just go hand in hand.
Okay. Could they all not go hand in hand?
Well, I mean, as we've been talking about it, it sounds like they all are kind of the same.
Okay, how about this?
I think they're very different.
In what ways do you think that these love languages can go from positive to negative?
You can start to abuse it.
Yeah, you do too much.
You know, you start like getting someone gifts so much. It's like, oh, I thought you were going to give me a gift at this time. Or this
but
time,
I also either. Think the thing with gifts, it's like a gift only goes so far and only means so much. Like for me, like a great gift would be just spend time with me, like quality time. Like nothing compares to that. Like there's nothing you could buy me that would be as good as like just hanging out. You know, and if you're constantly buying someone gifts, it's like, okay, I'm just trying to buy your love. I'm trying to buy your affection. Whereas, like, you can spend time with someone and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But also you can spend too much time with someone, like, and you'd be too much.
Like, you demand too much time.
Yeah. There's, like, a balance to all of them, I think.
So that's why it's important, then, to know each other's love language. Because if you are constantly needing your one satisfied, you're not taking into consideration theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is when I started thinking that couples should do it together then.
Do what together?
Well, to get like an honest feedback, I feel like do it separately.
Yeah, and then come together.
Because you're gonna say different things because you're around.
So there's like a love language test.
Oh, okay.
And we always saying like, what if you, well, like, because you're, it's different though. Like, isn't it different when you're single? Like, I feel like your love language changes individually to then when you're in a relationship. That's why I say do
you
it
explain
to
a little more?
So like
individual. So you're kind of a different person when you're in a relationship.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Single.
So like that's why I was thinking like if you do it individually, you're just doing yours specifically. But when you're doing it together, you're now it's because it's not just like about you; it's about you and them.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
well, I still think maybe they could do it both like separately and together, and on top of that I feel like it's just a conversation that someone needs to have. Like it can go negative if you know exactly how your partner is and you don't do it. I think that's where it goes negative.
That's just me.
That's true, because
okay. You would expect that of them, but if they're not doing it, then like it's kind of like, oh, like you're just ignoring how I am and mm-hmm. how I feel. So since it's love language, you're basically not showing any love because you're ignoring it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, Rosa.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should be aware of, like, your partner's love language because at the end of the day, relationship is all about compromising. So you guys want to make each other, like, both feel like you're doing each other's part to make you guys, like, feel like, to make you guys feel comfortable with the relationship and that you're looking out for one another, not just doing something to satisfy your own needs.
Okay.
Is it just me or, like, do you guys have a bad connotation when it comes to the word compromise?
I don't.
I don't have a bad.
I don't at all.
I think in the middle.
Yeah.
No, because aren't you technically giving up something?
Well, y'all are both giving up. Well, y'all are both giving up something.
It depends what you're giving up.
Well, that's what I'm like. Why is it that something has to be given up?
Because like, okay, like let's say, I like cheese and you don't like cheese, and I like to have cheese on some of my food. Then one of you have to compromise. Like you'd either,
or I could just make you make cheese on your food.
No, because I think compromise is all about like strictly in the middle. Mm-hmm. I think because when I think of negative, I think of more of like accommodating and like making them have the priority when it should be like something that you both can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What like negative connotation do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. I just like.
It's 100 or nothing, ain't it?
I feel like that's how she's viewing it.
Well, like, I don't think relationships are 50-50. I think that relationships are supposed to be 100-100. I don't know. I know that doesn't make any sense.
I see what you're saying.
Why I'm saying, like, it would be, like, if I don't like cheese, and I don't really like cheese, I like specific cheeses, I still don't mind making you your food with cheese. Like I would still do that because like
I feel like we need another example.
Yeah.
Cuz like, I feel like that's accommodation, like
the whole thing of like the compromise of like I'll do the dishes and you do the laundry. Why does it matter? Like why do you have to set that up if you'd like
okay, I can see that like if you both didn't like the clean.
Well, that's like
okay,
preference,
we could just
you know,
alternate
maybe you prefer
or something.
Doing the dishes over doing the laundry. So you're like I'll do this and you can do this, like so it's fair everyone's doing work, but we're doing work that we enjoy doing or that we don't mind doing.
Exactly. Or you can like alternate it so that way you can't just make it seem like just because it's the easier job, I'm not gonna do it just to take advantage of you.
Like we're
both
gonna
alternate.
Do it.
Yeah, so it's fairness.
Yeah, I think that's what compromises.
Fairness.
It's just
like a Libra.
Oh my
anyways.
God.
Anyways, moving on.
Oh my God.
you know, the scales.
Oh,
don't hate.
Shut her down. Shut her down.
Moving on. Next topic.
I cannot. All right, okay, okay.
I can't make up my mind. I'm a Libra.
That's a fact.
But it's true.
It's true. Wait, what's Kafala again?
Pisces.
What is...
Oh, I don't even be crying.
I'm just kidding. Kafala's a big crier, guys. We watched Marley and Me the other day.
He was watching Twilight today, actually.
He was watching Twilight.
I was.
He was like, it's the only thing on. I know for a damn fact he put it on.
It was the only thing on that was good.
What do you mean? The only you could have changed the channel.
There's nothing else that was good.
You could have put on Philo.
Silence.
It was a sport that I didn't like watching.
What is it? Golf?
Soccer? Baseball?
Women's basketball.
Oh my god.
You really are about to dig yourself a hole right now.
Oh my god. Guys, we're not associated with
this. This is what I get for being vulnerable on this podcast. I just get attacked.
Oh my gosh.
Did you really just say that? Women's basketball. What's the difference? Y'all are both throwing the ball back and forth.
Yeah, what's the difference, Kafala?
It's because it's a woman. You know what? Turn off the mic.
Get out.
Cut the cameras. Man, all right. Damn. Let's not attack Kafala right now.
You're right. This is about love.
I'm attacked.
Love. Words of affirmation, Kafala.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You're important and you're smart.
Thank you.
And you helped me out a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Ariana, thanks for my chips and dip.
Aw, you're welcome.
I love my snack.
Rosa.
Shout out to Rosa in all forms.
Shout out to Rosa.
That's all I gotta say.
Y'all can't see, but me and Rosa are holding hands.
No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to all y'all too.
Okay, how about this? Do you think we have a group love language?
No. I think we're all different.
I don't think so either.
No?
There's no universal love language.
I feel like when we get together, we normally get one group love language.
I would say
you're talking about this group?
Yeah,
maybe
this.
Like quality time. We spend a lot of time together.
I was going to say quality time.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, quality time.
I think that one.
Out a lot. Like a lot.
Because I think for certain ones.
That's a lot.
Anyways. For certain friendships, I have, like, with me and Austin, I think ours is words of affirmation.
Yeah, totally.
Because I think that we do, like, uplift each other a lot.
Totally, yeah. I would completely agree with that.
You guys are quality time.
Yeah.
And then with my siblings, I feel like me and my siblings are, you see, I think we do acts of service for each other. Or gifts, one of those two.
I feel like acts of service is, like, a very sibling.
I feel like I do quality time more
with your siblings,
with y'all.
Oh, with us
than any of the other ones.
Yeah,
because I'm like, Ariana on board, come over.
Yeah, and then I end up coming over.
Yeah.
Oh, I FaceTimed Ariana last night when I was making tacos. She didn't.
I told you I was with my little brother.
You didn't group FaceTime, so.
Sorry, I forgot. Next time.
I was with my little brother.
I was really in the mood to talk to Ariana.
Ha ha.
I called you earlier, and I called Rosa too.
Oh, here's that. That's something. Do you guys sometimes will have. Okay, do you guys pick each other for specific things that you're in need of? Like, do you feel as though, like, for certain things you would need, like, to call Kafala for?
Yeah.
Or Carmen?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I did that the other day. I'm not going to give the example.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But, like, I called, like, why did I call? There was a very specific reason I was calling you last night. Like, I really just wanted to talk to you. I hadn't talked to you. And so, like, I called you. Like, I had texted Carmen and I FaceTimed her because I knew she was at our apartment, so I wanted to hang out. But she was showering, she had to go to Target and whatever.
Apparently.
No, she did. She did. Didn't get my tub, but she did.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I saw you at Best Way. What you talking about?
You did not see me at the Best Way.
Apparently, they have a lot of, you know, stuff there for, like, serial killers.
What?
Where is this conversation?
What are you talking about?
I heard that they have like rope, zip ties.
Oh, they do. Yeah, it's weird. They have.
Why
like,
they have that?
They have duct tape. They have weird
duct
stuff.
Tape.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. Anyway.
What?
But yeah, no, I definitely call y'all.
I feel like I call. I don't know. I feel like I always call Ariana. Only because
better.
I spend literally 95% of my day with you. That's not a high five. That's not a good thing.
She loves me. Aww.
But since Gabby is closer to me, I will call her and tell her to come over more than I'll call you because you live off campus.
That's bull.
You got to drive your car.
Because I would have asked Gabby to come over. She went home. She's always going home now.
Gabby doesn't tell us when she goes home.
That's facts.
She just,
because sometimes I don't know.
We'll just get pictures of her dog and we're like, oh.
No, she's home.
Who's sending pictures of dogs?
You. On Instagram. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, you actually, yeah, you don't really send us anything.
We got a group chat.
You hate us.
I send stuff in the group chat.
Yeah, we do.
Of your dogs.
Ooh, how about this? Okay, how about this?
Fucking win.
And who, let's say, okay, so like, I feel like we all end up being words of affirmation with each other. So what are the different types of word of affirmation here?
We talked about this.
I know, but we didn't say us specifically.
What do you mean?
So, like, I feel like mine with you guys is sending you guys memes. Or, like, sending you guys, like...
Oh, more specifically?
Yeah.
Quality time.
Like, no. I think for Gabby's, hers is sending us, like, for, like, references to make sure that we're doing our case briefs right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
see,
and she.
What do you mean?
It's hard to explain.
You like, you'll be like, "Hey guys, I just wanted to send you guys this, in case you needed like to make sure you're doing it right or like reference, like make sure that we."
And
have
then you sent us a little thing about like, "Hey, I just saw, I heard someone got, kidnapped.
I'm
sending you this video just in case."
I did do that. Yeah.
See. And then, like, Kafala, I think, will just randomly say that he loves us.
I don't think that happens.
I don't think that happens.
I do.
I feel like that's more
you. I say love to people.
I don't do that.
No, I don't think that's Kafala. I think that's more you.
I don't do that.
Are you serious? You can't even say that with a straight face. I feel like Kafala's quality time. He's like, okay, I'll come.
We force Kafala to hang out.
That's false.
I don't think it's a force.
Everything's a choice.
False. I think we just give him a hard time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm always here.
Aww, that's
true. Kafala's funny.
Oh yeah.
Because like I don't learn anything in class. guys know. When I have class with Kafala, like I'm not learning. Like it's like I'm joking around the whole time.
Okay, how about this? Okay, this one probably sounds really weird, but I feel like I appreciate Rose's quality time the most.
Yeah, because she's so busy.
Because she's so busy and because we rarely get to see her.
Yeah.
So when we do get to see, like right now, we haven't seen Rosa. I haven't seen her. And like, I feel like a week. So when I saw you Wednesday.
Yeah, and I had to come see her because I was like, I never see Rosa.
Yeah. So you see, like, there are certain things that I appreciate from like all of you. Like, I don't really appreciate them.
That's fine.
Likewise.
How did our... Oh, it was because of me.
Kafala's a great
guy. It was because
of
me, actually.
It was because of me.
I was the link to bringing everyone together.
Okay, how about I brought Gabby
Wait, what did Gabby just say?
Like, how did our whole squad come
really,
together?
I think... I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's really me.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because, okay.
Man.
No, it was me.
Okay,
it was
me. Let me explain.
I brought Gabby.
Gabby. We probably all brought each other. Let me explain myself.
Like, the thing is like, okay, wait, let me just say. Okay, let me just say, wait.
Kafala definitely brought Ariana.
No. We all knew each other, like, vaguely through class.
That's true.
But I brought Gabby.
Really hung out. It was okay, like the ahead, breakfast, though. We all had class together. We just didn't know each other.
So, like, Carmen and Rosa first met.
Yes. Through Julia.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then... It ended up being Carmen and Kafala then met.
Yeah, because we all sat together.
Carmen brought Kafala and Rosa to meet. And then when we had research methods.
I feel like I knew Gabby way before.
You did, but you guys didn't really have that like friendship yet.
Yeah.
So then you guys brought, I don't know who it was. I think it was maybe Carmen or Rosa that brought Emily in.
I thought it was you because you were sitting beside her.
Yeah, but I didn't know you guys until you guys had already.
I
been
think
talking.
It's Rosa yeah. because we had research methods and she
yeah.
sat beside
so
her.
So yeah. Rosa brought in Emily, and then I knew Emily, and like I didn't really know you guys, but then I had Congress with Kafala, and Kafala brought me, mm-hmm. and then I ended up seeing Gabby last semester, and we were both in Poli Phi, and we had civil liberties together, and then I ended up bringing her in. So we each brought someone in.
I would have been friends with Gabby a long time ago if she didn't associate herself with people that I didn't like.
That ended quickly, first of all. Just like everyone to know.
Me and Kafala could have been friends. Me and you could have been friends.
Kafala was the plug because you had all the
actually,
answers.
I think it is Kafala. Yeah. Like, based on everything you just said, I think it's Kafala.
Kafala might be the key.
I'm the bridge. I brought everyone together.
I brought Rosa. Yeah.
It's either Kafala or it's Carmen.
You guys used me.
I think it's me or Kafala.
Yeah.
You guys used
me. For the majority,
yeah.
I can't believe it. No, but then, you know what was really cool? I remember Carmen
Because we were already a group chat.
Yeah.
Before we met you.
Really?
Yeah, they were.
We were.
Oh, yeah, we were.
Because they were a study group chat for
research methods.
Yeah, and then they would text Kofala, hey.
We actually planned on taking that same class together.
Yeah.
If I can remember.
And they would text Kofala to text me what the answers were.
But I remember, I was like, she ain't an answer.
The first semester, the first semester that I came here, Carmen and you, Ariana, were in my class. We were in.
Kofala was in that class too.
Oh, yeah, Kofala was in there.
Which class? What's class?
With Broach.
International relations.
Oh, yeah.
At 9:30.
I think that's where I met Kofala.
Yeah, because you guys sat near each other, I think.
Ariana was always talking.
And then
I was 9:30. Always raising her hand.
I want to be a Colombia ambassador. No.
I remember that. I was gonna be a competition. I was like, oh,
I was like, here's he this. Always has your hand raised. Always
I
had a question.
Not.
That's a lie.
I did not always have a question.
And then we also had Latin American politics together.
Yeah,
me and you.
Oh, God.
Well,
I hate
me
that.
Gap, we had
and then we had, what's the name? The class with
McNamara.
McNamara. Yeah, comparative politics.
Were you in that class too?
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Malik was in that class.
Hey,
you know what brought me and Kofala together was talking about Game of Thrones.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. That is
wild.
That's crazy.
But, like, also, like, I thought Kofala didn't like me at first.
Why?
Because Kofala didn't talk to anybody in Congress. So I was, like, nervous to talk to him because I was, like, I don't want to disturb his peace.
I feel like Kofala's just quiet.
And then I ended up making fun of his handwriting, I think, at one point.
Damn.
Because it's ugly.
Well, I know we took
chicken
me
scratch.
And Kofala.
My handwriting is legible. That's all
I don't know if it was me, Rosa, or Kofala, or just me and Kofala who took that test together. Like, that early morning.
Oh, we all took it.
We all took it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rose
I don't know. What test was that?
It was comparative politics, I think.
Okay.
Because that was when we were in that big room, I remember.
Yeah.
And, like, we all are getting the notes from everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then we were all getting, like, 36 out of 40s.
Yeah.
We just couldn't understand what was going on.
Yeah, okay. I remember.
Aww.
So,
it
to conclude,
wasn't
I was
you.
The bridge.
I think it was
me.
I feel like I brought the majority, but it definitely wasn't Ariana.
No.
I brought every new other person in, though.
Who?
Not every new person, but I've introduced you guys to more new people.
That's
but they're
true.
Not in
I'll
our
give
group.
You that.
They're
not in our group.
They're not in the group. That sounds so exclusive.
It's really not. Our group is not that exclusive.
I know we're not mean.
Anyone can be in the group. Like we brought Jared in the group.
Jared,
shout out to Jared.
Honestly, I hope he listens to this.
You know he's
also,
gonna be in the next podcast.
Hey guys,
he
just real quick, I want to give a shout out to also Corinne. Who's
shout
in
out.
Spain. She's we miss her a lot.
Hey, Corinne.
Hey, Corinne.
Hi, Corinne. She's having a blast in Spain. Like, for real. And her apartment looks really cool.
Really?
That's really nice. She lives in a really cool area. But, yeah. Okay. How about this? Here's your question.
I don't know why you're pointing at me. But
do you feel as though you got your love languages from your parents?
No.
Okay, so this is really a dumb question then. How do you like get your love language then?
I think
I've had my sorry.
No, go ahead.
I feel like I've always had my love language of like giving gifts. Cause even like when I was in middle school, I would make goodie bags randomly for people.
Why?
And just because that's just how I was.
You know, I feel like that really is you. You kind of do the same thing now, like with your organization.
Yeah, like I will literally. Yeah. I remember just making goodie bags and just hand them out, or like for Valentine's Day, I'll be like Debbie Snacks and put it on people's desks before class. Like that was me. So I feel like I've always been giving gifts.
But where'd
to people.
You learn that? Did your mom do that?
I don't know. I mean, I think so. I think she could have helped. I think.
She could have helped me.
I think she could have like. Kind of gave me, she could have influenced it, but I feel like we all have our own separate love language as we go.
I feel like it's like innate.
Okay, here's a dumb question, I think it's dumb. Do you guys might get offended if you got a specific stuff for certain someone and then like other people will start using it?
Do you explain what you mean?
So like, if, let's say I made cookies specifically for you guys and then while you guys are eating the cookies, someone walks in.
Starts eating them
and like asks you guys, hey, can I have a cookie?
That's nothing and, wrong
like,
with that.
I don't see a problem.
I don't know. I get kind of like annoyed because I'm like, no, I mean that for them.
That's your personality.
No. Okay.
No, it's not.
Can I share something?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. To some degree, because okay, I went on this date with this one girl and I brought her to like one of my spots.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it was like my spot.
So that, would you see her later there with someone else?
No, I saw like on her story with someone else. So I was hurt.
That's different. I feel like
I was hurt.
Yeah, no.
When we were no longer together no more, I was like, you're just gonna put old dude on my spot. Like, I brought you to the spot.
But you know what? I don't like that either. Cause like, if I bring you to a spot, that's and like, you take someone else there.
That's her, yeah. See, that's different than like someone just eating some cookies.
But no, I made those cookies for you.
That's because this is his special spot. Like, yeah. This actually meant
baking cookies those for cookies you guys is special.
Something to you.
Yeah, because I know that you guys like them and will enjoy them, and it's something.
I see your point.
You could always say no.
Yeah.
But you can always like, say that. I mean, yeah, but then like, I would look like, you know, mean if I say no, you can't have one because I made them for them. That's your personality.
I would have been like, nah.
I mean, I guess if we know that you don't like that, then I guess we'd just be like,
oh, now you guys know.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess we'd just be like, oh, like they're for someone else. I mean, it would be kind of mean, but like, at least that way your feelings are.
Or how about like, I bet we all feel this way. When I know we're supposed to be having quality time or getting together, and you guys bring someone that's not, you know, invited.
We're not gonna say
give
no
an
names.
Example.
Well, it's kind of like
name an example.
If we were to like, this is like hypothetical. If we were like to go to the movies, and then someone comes up on the scene that was not like we weren't told that this person was gonna come. And then it kind of ruins the whole vibe because some people don't like this person.
Give an example.
No, okay.
So
I'm
like
not
when
even
Drake,
saying
that was the so example. Like when Drake got booed off stage because they thought Frank Ocean was coming.
I'm not even saying like just like someone that we don't like, but it's like almost like because I specifically wanted to spend time with you guys. And then for someone else to come in, then I know I have to split my time. Like there's a difference between splitting my time between you guys and then splitting my time between someone that's not within like the confines of the group. Do you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. What was the question?
Like,
is that wrong? Is that what you're saying? Or is that unfair?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say I wouldn't be upset by that yet. I probably would be upset.
But then I think I feel like, is that not on the verge of being
clingy? I feel
clingy?
Like if it was like a special time where we knew it was like our quality time together, I feel like that would be wrong, but if it's like we're in the library and I bring someone to study,
that's
like
no, because that's the thing too. It's because it's like I think all the times that we spend, you
see,
know,
so you well, rec- like, you recognize so quality time in the library, like you
but
see that as quality
if
time.
If we're in the
for
library,
me,
like studying,
so.
There's we have no control over who comes. Yeah, you know, exactly. Like if someone's
that's
here,
true.
Then they see us, they can just come up. But if we're like at Carmen's apartment,
yeah.
And then Carmen like calls over someone else while we're like watching a movie, like that. Would
I don't
be
know.
Different.
I'd be so offended, Carmen.
Yeah, I'd be mad.
It depends.
No, no, that was just an example. No, no.
I'm like, have I done?
No, no.
But
I'm
like,
just saying, like,
that's the thing. That's a problem with that, because I see every time with you guys as quality time. So, like, I just assume, like, no, this is, oh my, well, it's every fucking day then. Oh, sorry. Like, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Dang.
I think I would be upset by that, for sure.
It depends.
Depending
what time
on the situation.
Is. Yeah.
But then again, is that not on the verge of being clingy?
I feel like it's different.
Yes.
So, what's the, one says no, one says yes.
That's just my preference.
That's
so.
Just my opinion.
Yeah, that's just my opinion.
So are we all technically clingy?
No, because sometimes I have to separate. Like, sometimes I get, like I need my own
I don't think so.
Personal time by myself.
But
me too,
even
I
then,
the
you just
way.
Put your headphones
yeah.
in, you like, or, like, Rosa that's just walks away and goes upstairs.
No, like, sometimes I don't want to go to a library on a Saturday.
And she doesn't,
so
yeah.
I don't come to
exactly.
a library.
But then we end up going to your room.
Clingy. That's what we had. That's clingy.
Maybe she got me there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we don't go to the library, we'll be like,
but
okay,
also,
well, you
like,
can come over
friends,
then.
So, like, what do you expect?
I guess.
You know? Like.
But then again, what?
But I'm not clingy with all my friends.
Well, it's different.
But I don't even
want to
say. You see, this is why I don't want to say that I'm clingy with you guys.
But you are.
I am.
But would you
yeah.
consider us like.
Even when I'm like, I'm not coming to Senate.
How would you define
why?
How would you
why
define clingy?
Why aren't you coming to Senate?
It's clingy like you can't
like
live without. Like.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I can live without you guys, but I just love
huh?
hanging out.
Huh?
Whoa. Whoa. So all you're right. telling if we all disappeared right now, you
wow.
can survive?
I'm going to be heartbroken for sure, but like.
Yes.
Does a person measure your,
yes.
your ability okay. to live?
Okay, so the answer is yes. Moving on.
I asked a question. Does a person's. Does a person's relationship affect your ability to live? Like, I'm gonna be upset for
yeah,
sure.
Certain relationships, for sure.
It depends how long you've been
a
in relationship.
Yeah.
If you're relationship,
what about your
someone?
Parents or like your siblings? So that's
see.
I feel like you're thinking like just friendships, but like definitely it's, some relationships.
Yeah, like
okay, but you guys just said, can you live without us? And I said, yeah, and then you got offended.
Yeah, because we're like
live without?
coming out of you. And knowing you and how you're always like, where are you guys at? What are you guys doing?
I don't do that all the time.
That's
though.
A lie.
Oh my gosh.
That's
Ariana,
a lie.
It's literally 24/7.
You guys all do that too.
No one's debating that.
Oh, I thought this was just an attack on me.
Like, no. Someone like let's say Kafala, he's sick right now a bit.
Kafala.
He passes away, coronavirus. I'd be fucking heartbroken. That would be like
I'm gonna be heartbroken.
Are you gonna be able to survive?
Yeah.
What do you mean survive?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I think when it comes with death, I think eventually, because life does go on. But however, let's say like we all just don't stop talking, like we stop talking to each other.
Life changes.
That's what would be terrible.
Okay. It's different. I think if it depends on the circumstances.
So yeah, like if it just happens that like there's a huge falling out. Like, let's just say that
that's different.
Carmen,
I
know,
I take friendship losses hard. So.
Me too, dude. Yeah, like, me too.
Because you're so used to seeing this person every day.
It's like family. It's
yeah,
not even like friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I will say it takes me a long time to get over friendship losses. Because like, it really has been like that. I'm not gonna cry.
I was literally about to say she's about to cry, y'all. Look at her face.
It's just because like I've been thinking about like, you know, when we graduate. I'm not going to see you guys as often as, you know, like we have been. And I probably won't be able to talk to you guys as often, too. Because we'll have, like, because it's weird, but I know your guys' schedules. Because, and you guys know my schedule. So it's kind of like, when I leave.
But you make time. You make time for what you want.
But you and Rosa and Emily are still going to be here. That's the thing. You guys are still going to be in Greensboro. We're not. Like, we're out.
Y'all live in Charlotte, except for you, Gabby.
Well, Kafala, yeah, but Kafala and me don't live in the same, like, we live in Charlotte, but, like.
All right, this is getting too deep.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm, like, you know when people say that, like, the people that you meet in college are, like, your life friends?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if that's not true?
Girl.
Why are you thinking like
you
this?
Gotta believe
I don't
that
know.
It's up to you to keep a relationship.
Exactly.
Like, even my friends in high school, I haven't seen in, like, forever. Like, when I text my friend, I know, like, we're still as close.
This goes back to, like, what we were talking about, like, relationships being, like, 50-50, 100-100.
Yeah.
Like, if you put effort in.
I'm gonna put effort in.
I'm gonna put
if
effort in.
If you wanted
in.
To see me in Charlotte, even though we're not in college,
yeah.
Then I will.
I mean,
yeah,
yeah,
make
that's
the time.
True.
Yeah.
Make the time. Make the day. Set the place.
I mean, we already started planning when we're gonna come back.
Alumni.
alumni
night, week
network. Hey.
Oh man,
but like, yeah, okay, dang, now I'm sad because I'm starting to think about like when we graduate, but
we're about to
I got a year
whatever. Anyways, thanks for listening to this topic of
love language.
Stop.
It's the week of love.
Man.
But anyways, we hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you guys should take the test too to see what love language you are and like see if you can see it in your own types of friendships or relationships and whatever, because I think it's really fun and cool to do. But anyways, this has been Ariana.
This is Gabby.
This is Rosa.
Carmen.
Follow.
And this has been This is America. Thanks for listening. Oh my god. Should I just delete? Nah, let's
just leave it in.
God, embarrassing.